It's inhuman. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's how Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is describing Russian attacks on civilians. At least 39 more people are reported killed today in a missile strike with more than 100 hurt. Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv, Ukraine.
Two Russian missiles strike a busy railway in the eastern city of Kramatorsk. Bodies lying among luggage as people were waiting to evacuate. It's located in the Donbass area where Russian forces are massing for a new offensive. It comes as the UN votes to remove Russia from the Human Rights Council after the world saw what happened in Bucha. The mayor there says three new sites of mass graves have been discovered.
The Russian military again denies attacks on civilians. A lower court blocked it, but a coronavirus vaccine mandate for federal employees is upheld in federal appeals court.
Judges of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans voted 2-1 to allow the order to be enforced once again. It overturns a Texas district judge's injunction issued in January.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The first completely privately funded and crewed mission to the International Space Station is due to lift off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida this morning. More live from Fox's Evan Brown.
Chris, Elon Musk's SpaceX is getting ready to send another crew of private astronauts to space for 10 days. This crew are employees of another space company called Axiom Space, which intends to one day build a private space station. But the crew of this mission will fly to the International Space Station, becoming the first non-governmental visitors, though Russia previously brought tourists to the orbiting outpost. Conditions are clear for a launch at the Kennedy Space Center. The launch is scheduled for 11:17 Eastern this morning, Chris.
Emmett, thanks. No criminal charges are being filed against police officers in Oakland, California, who pinned a man to the ground during an arrest last year. He stopped breathing and later died. The cause of death was listed as the toxic effects of methamphetamine with the stress of altercation and restraint. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Candy recall in Europe's in effect here now.
Kinder Happy Moments milk chocolate and crispy wafers assortment, as well as Kinder mixed chocolate treats baskets, are being recalled in the U.S. because they may be tainted with salmonella. No one's reported getting sick stateside, but eight countries in Europe have seen over 100 salmonella infections linked to Kinder products.
Fox's Jill Nato. Pink Floyd puts out its first new music in 28 years.
It's been 28 years since Pink Floyd created an original song, but the rock legends are back with a new song in support of Ukraine. Guitarist and singer David Gilmour says the new song, Hey Hey Rise Up, was inspired by and features vocals of the Ukrainian band Boombox. Pink Floyd, minus Roger Waters, recorded the song, with the proceeds going to the UN's Ukraine Humanitarian Fund. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
They're just teeing off this morning at the Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia.
Tiger Woods was met with roars of applause from the crowd at Augusta National as he began his quest for a sixth career green jacket, finishing with a 1-under 71 for the first round of the Masters Thursday.
Grant, we've got a long way to go. I mean, this is a marathon, and a lot of things are going to happen. The weather's going to change. The golf course is going to dry out. It's going to get interesting. So it's nice to get off to a positive start.
Tiger sitting in a nine-way tie for 10th, four strokes behind the leader, South Korea's Sung Jae-im. Cameron Smith one stroke behind him at 4-under par, then a four-way tie for third at 3-under for the first round at Augusta National. Other notables in the pack, reigning Masters champ Hideki Matsuyama at even par, John Rahm at 2-over, and Justin Thomas at 4-over. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The state of Oregon is suing an Illinois-based COVID-19 testing company, accusing the owners, a married couple, of stealing millions of dollars in federal funds and insurance money. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.